Well, folks, I'm sitting with Jeff Gindra, and Jeff is the winemaker here at Hush Vineyards. I've traveled up into Anderson Valley, and we have traveled most of the day today, and we were in Sonoma last night. Beautiful, beautiful weather here for spring. Great to be with you, sir. And it's time to talk about Anderson Valley, which equivocates to me Pinot Noir.
Well known for its Pinot Noir. Many naysayers came before the day in which Tony Hush first planted the knoll, what we call it today. And that was the first planting of Pinot Noir here in Anderson Valley.
Number one.
What the first doesn't always mean the best, but luckily he chose well, and the site is what really dictates what this wine is. It is quintessential Anderson Valley Pinot Noir.
Let's talk about the valley itself for a second. Now, it's not many miles long. What, 7 to 10 miles long? I don't know really.
Yeah, no, you're very close to that. The valley really spans from an area in which we call the Deep End, which is closer to the coast. That area really... The grapes have a hard time ripening. It's thought that if you were to go any further, you wouldn't get enough sun and heat to push those grapes into ripeness. We are technically considered part of the Deep End at this point. The knoll has a nice little bench top in which we get that fog rolling in off the Navarro River. There's also enough sun exposure and heat because it's a little higher in elevation. It's not right at the bottom of the valley.
We also have the reserve Anderson Valley Pinot Noir sitting here on the table, which is 2011 also. Best of barrels, same vineyard?
Well, we source fruit from the Deep End all the way to Boonville. And our reserve is a culmination of what we feel are the top-notch lots throughout the valley in a given year.
And it is really fascinating to me because as you come down a couple of miles, you're going to get another Pinot Noir, and a couple more miles, another nuance to a Pinot Noir. And to me, it's very exciting.
Yes, the joy really comes in the blending process and figuring out where do you find all the different parts to make your puzzle come together. And having a reserve blend like that is nice because it really gives us the opportunity to showcase Anderson Valley. Going back to the knoll, it's nice because we get to showcase one part of the valley.
Well, folks, we have great food on the table already because I think Chef got very excited about these two wines. I really think that this is going to be a perfect pairing here. Where do you go food-wise?
Well, nothing wrong with pork and Pinot. I hope that's what the chef has on the menu tonight.
I'm thinking lamb, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
We're looking for at least two dishes. Help, chef.